At this time, I'd like to give each candidate the time to give a 2-minute opening statement. First off, Mr. William Fisk.
Thank you. My name is William Fisk. I've been a resident of the Casco School District since 1993. I'd like to thank the members of Leadership Green for this chance to speak before the public. I'm sure all members here, all of us appreciate that chance. Thank you for this forum. I've had 2 children who attend Catskill High School and the district throughout their years. My son is now in college. He is doing very well in school, and he attributes that to the learning that he got here in Catskill. My daughter's a junior in school. I have a lot of experience with volunteer organizations in the Catskill community. I coached in every sport that there was, I guess, between softball, baseball, soccer, and basketball in different programs. I worked with the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts, and I decided with my children grown, I have the time to contribute now in another way, and that's why I'm asking for your vote for the school board. Thank you.
Thank you. Karen Haas.
Hello, I'm Karen Haas, and I have lived in this district for a long time, like at least 40 years. I'm seeking a 3rd term to the board, and I think that having new people on the board is a really beneficial thing for the board because it brings in new perspectives. But I also think that people with some historical knowledge, it's good to have them on the board too. I'm a graduate of Catskill High School and have been very involved with the district since 1997 when we first went to kindergarten. At that time, I joined the PTA and never left the school. I mean, now at the PTSO, the Booster Club, always involved in the soccer club and Girl Scouts and other community service organizations. I still have 2 children that are in this district, one in a junior and one in 6th grade. My hope is that as a board, we can continue to offer our students the tools and the classes they need to succeed. When they go to college, when they find a job, I feel that AP courses are important, as well as the Tech Valley and the Questar program and our Choices program. I would like to see our graduation rates improve a bit, but from my own experience, I feel we offer a lot of opportunities. Our board has not really made deep cuts or dismantled any of our programs, while we still have one of the lowest tax rates in the county. I think we've done a great job with our physical plant. This school is much improved since when I was here and graduated in 1979. And you know, I just want to keep working and progressing and doing the best for the kids that I can. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Maloney.
My name is Michael Maloney, and I've had 2 children, one Ryan who graduated in 08, and James right now who's a senior. And through that, one was in a high honors and one is in an Asperger's special needs class in curriculum. Both of these children have received an excellent education in this school system, and I am so proud of what has transpired from them going on in this school here. I applaud both of the teachers, well, everyone, from the teachers who have to put up with both of my kids who did, and they've done a marvelous job, to the board and to the superintendent. I have been well pleased with the progress that my kids have made. Ryan is doing very well in college, and James has was accepted into 4 colleges for his baking that he wanted to do. That is because of the system that we have in place here. Now that my kids are out and James is no longer in Boy Scouts, I have some free time, and what I would like to do is to see the school continue going in the right direction and the whole district going in the right direction. And I feel that we're doing that now. But I also feel that as a volunteer, as Bill was saying, I coached soccer and we were in Boy Scouts. And I feel that it's time I have the opportunity right now to step forth and help out wherever I can. And this is something that I feel that people should do, and I have the opportunity to do that.
Thank you. Mr. Ward Osborne?
Good evening. My name is Ward Osborne. Thank you to Leadership Green for putting this on. I'm a lifelong resident of Catskill and a graduate of Catskill High. My wife Karen is also a graduate of Catskill High and a teacher in the district. After completing a four-year apprenticeship program in carpentry, I spent 15 years in commercial construction. Then in 95, designed and built my own home using skills that I learned here at Catskill from John Turk, a retired teacher. And then we had three children in 4 years, and I was a stay-at-home dad for the next 8 years. Now I'm a small business owner distributing and installing bluestone for the last 5 years. Some of the reasons for running for the board now is I've always tried to be a dedicated volunteer. I've got over 10 years with the Leeds Fire District. That was during the 80s. I have time in the community center, a few years there, helping out with maintenance, floor replacement, and such. I was involved in building the gazebo down at Dutchman's Landing, and a couple of wheelchair ramps for veterans. I have three children in the district now. They're all in school, so I have the time to do it. I have a flexible schedule, and I have time for workshops and courses to be a useful member to the Board of Education. And also I'm a taxpayer, so I can relate there. One of the main things is I'd like to improve communication between all stakeholders, including students, administration, CSEA, CTA, the community, and the Board of Education. And I'd like to be approachable, keep an open mind, and open to any suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, Leadership Green has some questions that we come up with to ask these candidates. I'd like to start with, this is for all the candidates. Please describe your experience in the educational system and qualifications you bring to your candidacy for the Catskill School Board. We'd like to open up with Karen Haas.
I think I don't have a direct educational experience except for my school board experience, which has been 6 years. But I've been very, very involved in my children's education and on top of all of that. So I feel that I have a vested interest in this district, and that's what makes me a good school board member.
Thank you. I'd also like to remind the candidates that this, for these questions, that there's only 1 minute to answer each question. Mr. Michael Maloney?
I went to school to teach. I have a degree in comprehensive social studies. Unfortunately, at the time when I got out, I was not able to land a teaching position due to the job market. I've always felt that teaching is one of the most noble positions that there is. So my heart is really where the teachers are. And I feel that I've had 20 years of management experience working in management companies, so I can bring some of that to the table. And I feel that I would be the board, I can serve the board well doing this.
Thank you. Mr. Ward Osborne?
Could you repeat the question?
Yes, of course. Please describe your experience in the educational system and qualifications you bring to your candidacy for the Catskill School Board.
Okay. Well, having volunteered quite a bit in the small business, running that successfully, and my wife being a teacher, I get, you know, a good insight into what's going on as far as the kids' education. And it helps with bringing our own three through the district. So that's about it.
All right, thank you. Mr. William Fisk?
My experience isn't in the educational system. I mean, like all of us, I went to high school and college and that such. But in my current position as a district supervisor, I manage a small staff. I provide training. I've worked as a trainer in business program that I've worked with. And as the other candidates, my children have gone through this district, and I attended all the parent-teacher conferences and have seen what that happens here in this school district, and I want to see that continue.
All right, thank you.
All right, next question. What do you hope to achieve if elected? What would your primary objective be? Thank you.
So let's start with Ms. Erica Lilly. Oh, read the question again?
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry. We'd like to start with Mr. Michael Maloney.
Thank you. What I would like to see happen is, when I look to the north of us and see what's happened with the schools to the north, and I look to the south and see what's happened with the schools to the south, and they are in a far worse state than we are in right now, and I compare what the school board has done in the healthy position, albeit uncomfortable it may be, but the healthy position that we are in now, I would like to see that continue and that growth continue.
Thank you. Mr. Ward Osborne?
Again, good question, please.
Yes. What do you hope to achieve if elected? What would your primary objective be?
My primary objective would be to make sure that the students have everything they need and aren't deprived of anything, especially during the regular school day. If it gets bad in the next few years and cuts are made, I think it's important to focus on the 7:30 to 3 day, and we hope that doesn't happen, but I'd like to maintain the programs that are going on right now. That would be the best solution and choice for me. Thank you.
Mr. William Fisk?
What I'd like to see is that programs that benefit our children are what continue here. I think that's the last place that we should be looking at cutting, is the programs that have made the school district great. The AP programs, the college prep courses that you guys take. That's where the value in this education is. My son has gone to college, and they accepted 33 credits that he earned here in Catskill, either through AP or college courses in the high school. That's a great advantage to him. We were talking to him the other day, and he was talking about his experience with Mr. Mack and his preparation for college math courses. He went into Geneseo in an honors math program, and he said he's heads and shoulders ahead of the other kids in those classes because of the preparation he got here in Catskill. And that's what I want to see continue.
All right, thank you. Ms. Karen Haas?
Pretty much the same. I want not to dismantle any of our programs. I want to keep everything that we have if we can. I also want to try to keep as much as of our extracurricular as we can, because I think that although the students, the educational part is the most important, but I think kids do benefit from what happens after school. And I, as I said in my opening, I'd like to try to get the graduation rates up a little higher. And I think by offering different kind of programs for these kids, we'll be able to do that.
Thank you. All right, for the third question, we're going to start with Mr. Osborne. What would your position be on extracurricular programs in schools such as sports, clubs, and leadership groups?
Well, my position would be, I'm all for it. It's a shame when something like that has to be cut. I know some districts up to the north that's happened to. That would be very, very unbearable to see that happen. I think that if we keep things going the way it is, there's no reason it should. And so I'm all for after school activities in schools. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fisk?
Well, my daughter's in France right now with the French club, so big supporter of those programs, considering I got some peace and quiet at home. But those are the things that make school special to you guys. They're the things that attract students who may not have the interest in the academic, but may be interested in being on a team and participating in those type of programs. And I think those programs are important at every level in the school district. And I would like to see those continue. I understand that we're looking at tough times, and then it becomes a matter of how do we either raise the money, lower the costs to continue those type of programs. And that's what we as a board would have to look at.
Thank you. Ms. Sass?
Yes, I'm all for extracurricular after school activities. I agree that some kids get a lot out of those activities, and I wouldn't want to take that away from them. We do, in the future, have to be creative about how we're going to fund these things. Hopefully it'll get better at some point soon, but in the meantime, we want to save as much as we can, and if we do have to do some kind of trimming of that, I hope it's just modification and not getting rid of. Thank you.
Thanks. Mr. Malone?
Both of my children have benefited so much by the extracurricular activities. Brian went to France. James has just blossomed under the music program, and to see where it's taken him with his autism and that, and just to see him open up and to flower out, I'm all for that kind of stuff, because you can't. He's one of those kids that school was okay, but it didn't open him up. The extracurricular stuff is the thing that opened them up, and as a parent who has a child like that, you really appreciate what that has done for the kids, because it rounds them all out. You know, it's just, I can't say enough for that. So I'm definitely for it.
Thank you. Question number four: where do you think the school could save money if faced with similar cuts in the future? Back to you, Precipice.
Where can we save money? I think you need to look outside of the program area. I was disappointed when I looked at the budget proposals this year and saw a minimal number of cuts on the facility level. The only thing they were really saving money on was like $3,000 for a rental unit they were getting rid of because they built a new building out back for that type of thing, for storage. I think we have to look very carefully at administration costs, how we're spending our money there. I look at the numbers of administrators. To be honest with you, I don't know what our public information officer does, but I know we have one. I've never seen anything from him. The stuff I see comes either from the board or from Dr. Farrell. So, and maybe that person serves a very useful purpose, but until we ask those questions, I don't know. And I don't know if we need, I never went to a school that had more than one principal in each building, but we have that here. And is it necessary? I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it should be asked.
Thank you. Mrs. Haas.
For me, I think we have to start looking at sharing services with other districts. There's potential here in the business office functions, you know, maybe like shared payroll services or purchasing. I also think maybe we could look into transportation, possibly having a one-bell system instead of two. I don't know if that would save money, but, you know, right now we have two bus runs that go out. You know, maybe if we could have everybody be going to school at the same time, it could. You know, I don't know. I, like Mr. Fisk, don't want to cut programs, but try to find other places to cut expenses.
Thank you. Mr. Malone?
I've found that if you share services, if you when you are in a consortium and you buy in quantity because other people are doing that, it drives your costs down, you can save there. You can also, some of the other things that Karen was saying, that you can look into transportation. What you need to do, what we have to do as a board, is think kind of sort of outside of the box now. And just because we did it this way and it was good for a certain period of time, may not be good anymore. It probably isn't. So we have to examine everything. It's kind of like soup to nuts when you go into a budget like that. You have to look at everything. And then you have certain things that you don't want to dismantle. And in the worst case scenario, but everything needs to come up to review.
Thank you. Mr. Ackerman.
Thank you. Not being on the board yet and not having access to all the information where we could save substantial amounts of money that would be needed, I couldn't really say. I would have to talk to the business manager, superintendent, and as a board, try and figure out where things are going, and if there are any areas that could be cut. So thank you.
At this time, we'd like to open up the floor for anyone who would like to ask the candidates questions. Once again, remember the rules and guidelines, and also for the candidates, all responses must be 1 minute. Thank you. Don't be shy. Yes? No.
My name is Deborah Johnson. I'm a resident of Catskill Central School District. My children have been through the school district. I've worked in the school district. And I've heard all of the candidates say that the programming is very important to you and for our children as they come through the district. And I have 7 grandchildren who will be coming through the district. Some are already there. I want to know how you will become informed about how programming needs to happen and what needs to change or what needs to be added or what you can take away, and giving the there aren't that many people here, the changing nature of graduation requirements, how you as a board will stay informed.
Ms. Haas?
That's a good question, Deb. Well, hopefully we'll be advised on what's happening, but I'm also thinking that in the future, the state is going to come down with requirements for curriculum, and that we'll have to be following those. I don't know if I'm answering your question. How will you be informed?
How will you be informed enough to make decisions about what needs to be done? You know from past experience.
I do, and I also know from having children here that I listen to them. I know a lot of people here, so I don't think information is a problem for me, but I don't know if I've answered your question. Just listening, Deb, just out there listening.
Thank you. Mr. Mullen.
You hope as a board member the information that you receive from the board is 100% correct. You listen as a board member to what the parents and the feedback that you get from the public. And you kind of like synthesize that stuff. And if there's a glaring mistake, you do what you can to fix it. You go to seminars, as I went to Asperger seminars, and find out information and give that to the appropriate people so that if they don't know, you educate them. And then you hold them to accountable as you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Osmond.
Just in the few days I've had to prepare for this, since I didn't decide to run until the last minute, it seems like the New York State School Board Association website was useful. And also listening, you know, I think you get a lot from people when you're, you know, transparent and they know they can talk to you and there's, you know, nothing being, you know, hidden or anything like that. Basically just keeping an open mind and listen to any suggestions. I'm going to have to learn as I go. I need to attend some seminars. There's a fiscal responsibility seminar I'm required to attend. So that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Best?
As Mr. Osborne said, my understanding is that the School Board Association does provide quite a bit of training for this type of position. But that being said, I think listening in your community, whether it's through your children who attend the school, through individuals you know who work at the school, whether it's just somebody that you know through your church, there's ample opportunity to touch base with what the reality is of what's going on in the school district. And I think asking questions, being an avid reader, you know, the internet is a wonderful source of information, some of it not necessarily true, but the state puts out regulations and requirements, and we have to become familiar with that. And I believe that is the part of the job of the superintendent is to make us aware of what those requirements are. So, between the combination of things, I think you basically, as Karen said, you listen to people.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to ask a question this time? Speak now for a moment, please.
Somebody must want to know something.
My name is Matt Liebman. I'm a current board member.
Pull that microphone up about 2 feet, Matt, so you're not crashing into the pillar table.
And I'd like to know if any of you see any current inadequacies with the board, and if so, how is your, what are you going to bring to the board that you don't see that's already here?
Thank you. Mr. Malone?
I have not followed very closely what's been going on with the board. When I had issues for things that didn't happen with my child, I went to teachers, I went to principals, and then I went to the superintendent. All right. And I was very pleased at the response that I got all the way around. There were some meetings that I went to that I didn't get a proper response, and I had to kind of go up the flagpole, if you will. And then it was amazing how things changed when you hit the right note. As far as what the board, I can't answer that because I'm assuming that we're in a, as I said earlier, we're in a good position, albeit uncomfortable right now, but we're in, compared to the north of us and to the south of us, we're in a good position. So I would honestly have to say that from my limited point of view, the board and the superintendent are doing a very good job. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Osborne?
If elected, I would definitely, you know, time I think is an important thing. Donating your time as much as possible, attending all meetings, unless you're ill or something, I think that's important. Otherwise, you really lose touch very quickly with what's going on. Other than that, I would just have to see where I fit in on the board and, work as a team. It's nothing I like more, working with other people and making it happen. So, thank you.
Mr. Fisk?
probably already know my position for forum. I think that the communication level by the board to the public needs to be better. And whether that's the board's fault, the media's fault, I don't want to throw stones, but I think that needs to be better. I think the public needs to be given access to what your train of thought is when you're proposing a budget, and why when you put out an austerity style budget, the way it was perceived by the public, myself included, though I was later told that no, that's not what we meant, it's not how everybody in the community was perceiving it. And that was pretty evident in the first forum when people were talking about you cutting kindergarten and pre-kindergarten and cutting all these programs that we all want to see. I think the perception by the public was may have not been accurate, but of what you intended, but I don't believe what you intended was very well communicated. And I think that is a primary area that the board needs to improve.
Thank you.
Ms. Haas?
I have to say that our current board right now is a very interesting mix of people. We're all over the place a lot of the times. But the positive thing is that everybody on the board has a child in the district. Everybody on the board has different interests, and combined, I think we all can come up with the whole. I think it works that way. And I think this current board is trying to be a little bit more transparent. The budget, even though it wasn't maybe understood, we were a lot more open with the budget this year than what happened last year. So, you know, we're working towards that, and I think it's a good board, and everybody has an interest, and everybody cares about all the kids.
Thank you.
Paul Smart with WGXC, the New Columbia Green radio station, and also a parent in the district, and just wanted to see if you had any thoughts about the battles that were taking place this past winter over school unions and collective bargaining and all of that.
Thank you. Mr. Allen?
From what I know about it, are you referring to like Wisconsin and?
Yeah, and it overflowed up into Albany and has popped up in other districts around here.
Yeah, I think unions are necessary to bring a balance to the whole. You know, you can't have bargaining without unions. You'd be going back to the 20s and 30s where people were working for basically nothing, and terrible conditions and everything else. They can't be, and I don't think they are, they can't be runaway wild with power, which is what the Wisconsin governor is trying to say. And I don't see that. I don't see any unions having too much power. It seems like a well-balanced system, and locally it seems to be working. I don't see a reason to change it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fisk.
I'm a union member myself, so I do support the concept of collective bargaining. I think that we as union members are often made scapegoats for budgetary problems and aren't necessarily the fault of those individuals. When we hear what they say up at the Capitol about the school boards and the teachers and what they did in Wisconsin, there's a lot of budgetary problems at all levels, and they tend to be created by others than who are getting the blame for.
Mrs. Hoff?
I think unions are necessary. I am a union member for Greene County. But I also think that in the future, although I don't want to do anything to hurt the unions, I think as unions, for for a while, we have to be mindful of the fact that one of the district's biggest costs is personnel and health insurance and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we sort of have to, as people, try to help each other out. And when we do our negotiations, you know, maybe be a little bit less looking for more money. And, you know, I think every union, not just teachers, I think that for a while we're all going to have to be hurt a little bit to come out of this economic crisis. But unions are a good thing.
Thank you. Ms. Miller?
I'm a member of a union, a CSEA member, and I've been one for a long time. And it's very easy to blame unions for your troubles, when in fact, and they have a tendency to want the lower grades to take the financial hit as opposed to the upper grades. We're always having this discussion at work. Do I think that sometimes unions can be a little piggy, for lack of a better expression? I think so, but they're looking out for the benefit of the whole. We had an opportunity to take a freeze in corrections and not have layoffs, and that was never brought up to the union members. We didn't get that option because the union leaders decided that this was the way that they wanted it to flow. So I mean, there's unions are necessary, but sometimes they need to be a little more understanding of situations. But do I believe that they're necessary? Absolutely, absolutely. Because otherwise, management can just take charge of it. Because I've seen it on both sides.
Thank you. Any other questions?
What do you think the most unique thing about the Catskill School District is?
Mr. Biss?
What the most unique thing about the school district?
Well, what do you treasure most about?
What do I treasure most about it? My children. seriously, the education that they've got here, the experiences they've got here are irreplaceable. The people that have met, the opportunities that have been given, that's what means the most to me. And I think, as any parent would say, you know, we are working for the future of our children, and that's what we have to bear in mind, is to keep that going for other people's children as well.
All right, thank you. Mrs. Hawes?
Catskill is a really cute, nice town. It's beautiful. It's in a nice location. The river's beautiful. The mountains are beautiful. Catskill is, I think, unique because, well, I'm just very pro-Catskill because I graduated from here, and I've had wonderful experiences, and I think that, you know, my children have also, and as Mr. Fisk said, I don't want it to stop now. I want everybody to be able to benefit from what we put together.
Thank you, Mr. Malone.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay. When my son was in grammar school, we had an issue that he didn't get really evaluated well. And I was not happy with the outcome. And I sat in Dr. Johnson's office at the time, and I was really hot. And she looked at me and she said, let's put this aside and let's see what we can do for our kids, for your kid. I'm gonna get choked up a little bit. I look at Mrs. Ward, I look at Mr. Fitz, I look at Bill Cash, and I've seen my kids blossom under their tutelage and instruction. When I had issues and I went to Dr. Farrell, those issues were solved satisfactorily to both sides. We are so blessed in this community to have people that care for the kids. And you can lump them together, but then they come an individual and your kids, and they take time for your kids to make the difference. And I applaud that. That's why we're lucky we live here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Osborne?
What I think is unique about Catskill is the history, the local artists that have been here for centuries, and the art just that they saw in the mountains and river. I think our location is unique here that allows for diversity among the students. You go 20 miles in any direction, you don't get that. And I'd just like to, you know, say that the cafeteria help, the custodians, the teachers are all unique in Catskill, and I think that's what makes the whole thing work. So, thank you.
Thank you. Any last questions?
I have one question. My name is Mike Bulich. I'm a current board member. This past budget year and previous years, we face ever-escalating costs with only a certain amount of money. The biggest issue this year and the biggest driving cost increase is salaries and benefits for all employees of the district. I'm asking you as a board member to a prospective board member, would you support salary freezes and benefit increases on those employees to save programs and extracurricular activities for the kids?
Thank you. Ms. Haas?
In a limited time, I would, you know, not forever, you know, just as I said, in a to get us through, yes, I would. But, you know, in the future, eventually you want people to get raises again and, you know, be back on their merry way, but I would support it in the short term.
Thank you. Mr. Mullen?
My wife and I have talked about that. We're both union people, and we both work for the state. And they're talking about lags, and they're talking about other things. And the conclusion that we both have come to is, as Karen said, for limited time, we were not given that option, as I said, with our bargaining unit. But would I have taken a freeze to have my coworker not lose their job for a limited time? Absolutely. You know, I can foresee this black cloud going away at some point in time, because it's just cycles. It's just cycles. So I would agree to that for a limited time, but at the same time, you can't stay forever.
Thank you. Mr. Osborne?
I would see that as an option to save positions, you know, especially teaching positions or any of the CSA positions, you know, during the regular school day between 7:30 and 3:00. I could see, you know, pay freeze temporarily if it helped, you know, and unions agree. Probably a good thing to get people through a tough time, you know. You know, everybody gets to keep a job, and the kids don't lose music or art or something like that. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fisk.
I think it would have to definitely be considered. I know that I've gone through years of 0% increases. There were multiple years in the 90s when we didn't get any raises. I think you need to look at your benefit package. I'm not sure how your health insurance is set up in the district, but I think if it's an individual program as opposed to joining a larger group, you'd probably be some cost saving there. If you look at something like joining NYSHIP, the state employees health insurance program, you're looking at maybe some, I don't know what the membership pays right now as far as health insurance, but I know I pay $120 every 2 weeks. I have co-pays on my health insurance. So, I mean, those are considerations that would definitely have to be discussed with the union And I think when it comes to cutting programs or the union making some sacrifices, that it's got to be considered, and they have to be, you know. I mean, we're at a point where you're either raising taxes or cutting programs or finding ways to cut, save money otherwise. So if we can't find ways to save the money otherwise, what are we going to do? We don't want to lose programs. I think it's definitely, you know, I know we have CTA members here, and I'm sure they have their own opinions on it, and we'd love to hear it. So.
Thank you. Anyone else have a question? Leadership Green, I'd like to ask another question, and that's going to start with Mr. Wallman. Our district has invested in technology, including laptops and digital studio. What is your position on continued investment in technology?
Technology is the wave of the future. I would prefer cars to have points and plugs in them so that they're easier to work on, but that's not the way that it is. Technology is not going, it is here to stay. And in order to keep abreast of everything, you need to have technology. My son is telling me he can get some kind of device that is able to record and digitally record, and he can learn how to make music by just tapping some keys. Technology is the way of the future. You have to have it to stay competitive.
Thank you. Mr. Osborne?
Yeah, I'm all for technology. I just want to make sure that it's being spent in the right places, that there's no redundancy, and that it's properly distributed so that it'll be the most use to the most students. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Fisk?
I don't think anybody's going to argue with the statements from my two compadres down there. It is the way of the future. It's, and the thing about technology, it's all getting smaller, it's all getting cheaper. So I don't see us abandoning the approach that we're taking. I think we need to continue to develop. Because if you're going to go out there in the workplace, you got to know how to use this stuff. I mean, I'm not totally technologically ignorant, but compared to where you guys are at, forget about it, you know? I mean, it's, you've got to have that. You've got to know that stuff. You've got to be able to use it. And I don't see it, it's obviously not going away. And we have to continue with that trend.
Thank you. Mrs. Haas?
Yes, I agree. I think Catskill has some of the best technology in the area. I think we do. We're doing lots of live streaming now. We do basketball games. You know, people watch them. It's great. You can't come. You can see it. I think we need technology. Eventually, we're probably going to have to get into a little more distance learning. You know, we could share our technology with others in that way. I think it's a very worthwhile investment.
Thank you. Any more questions? At this time, I'd like to give each candidate 2 minutes, the opportunity to make their final and closing statements. Starting with Mr. Osborne.
Okay. I'll just hit what I would consider, you know, some goals that I would have. With students as a foremost in my consideration, one of my goals would be to help make good programming decisions in order to best prepare students for the future. Another would be to support and or revise the discipline code as needed to create a safe learning environment, holding students and their parents responsible for their actions. Also using the district resources wisely to improve achievement and improve communication. With that should come transparency, eliminate misconceptions and hard feelings go up and resolve. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Fisk?
I'd like to talk about finances, I think. right now we have a governor and a legislature's talking about tax caps. It's a nice sound bite, you know, they're saying limit you to 2% increase, but how are they gonna do that as far as, are they gonna cap your energy prices? Are they gonna cap your cost of food? We all been going to the gas station, we know what we're paying at the pump now compared to a year ago. How does something like that work in that, under those scenarios? If we really want to, if the state really wants to cap property taxes, the state needs to take responsibility for funding the programs that they mandate on the schools. You guys put out a mandated school budget, and it was, what was that, 26 million, 27 million? I don't remember the exact number.
28 million.
$28 million. That's what the state requires you to do. Everything else, the programs that we all love, are above and beyond that. You can't just say stop spending because nothing works like that. I think we have two choices. We either cut spending, which means cutting programs or personnel. We find additional streams of funding. One of the things I emailed Dr. Farrell about was what's called a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes. You've got 80 units down there at Hoppenose that pays no property tax, as far as I know, because it's a federal program. Municipal housing authorities can help fund school districts through what's called a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes. It's happening in Valencia right now. Valencia gets $450 per unit to the village of Valencia. And Chattanooga, the city of Chattanooga gets 10% of the renters. Income goes into the city of Chattanooga. There's no reason we can't do that. New York State law provides for it. There's an additional source of funding. We're not going to get rich off it, but maybe it stops us from losing one program. I know when we had the forums, Mr. Bulich talked about the effect of property taxes on seniors. We continue raising property taxes on seniors. People are going to get priced out of their homes. Most of us who are working for a living don't really think a lot about our property taxes, to be honest with you. It's another write-off on my income tax come tax time. For somebody like Mr. Bulich, who has a farm, it's a major expense. For a senior who doesn't have an income, it's a major expense. Maybe we as a district could look into something like a senior tax rebate program, such as a STAR program that's done by the state. Maybe we use the money from your reserve fund, maybe something like that, for that type of thing, to rebate property taxes back to seniors. We have to look for solutions that are going to help us keep what we've got, but we don't want to turn people into paupers either.
Thank you. Mrs. Hobbs?
That's a good point about the tax cap, though, and the mandates, and hopefully that the governor will understand that when we get there. I just want to say I've been around for a long time. I've been volunteering for a long time. I love this school district. I love being on the board, and most of you know who I am. So that's all I want to say is I hope that I can be elected, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mahoney.
What I would like to do is to see as much as I can as a board member to the continued growth for this school. And that means that we're gonna have to look at things from outside of the box. We may have to do things a little bit differently. But I'm hoping that I can make a difference in that everybody can be heard. I know that one of the things that I appreciate about my job is that I have a lot of flexibility with my job. I'm able to make the appointments here and come here and there. And I'm hoping that I can advocate for the students that can't do that, whose parents are single parents, or they don't have the job flexibility, and that I can open up a door to be an ear for them. That was one of my big goals, and I carry your support for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne.
Oh, Mr.
At this time, I'd like to give the closing remarks from us, the students, me, myself, Atala Nessa, Jesse Scampico, Carly Vergadar, and Phil Pizarro. I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, everybody who's watching online. I'd like to thank Mr. Piedemont. Happy birthday. Love you. And Jake, another Jake, I think?
Jared.
Sorry. for helping out with the streaming. And thank you, Superintendent, for us to have this opportunity to be here. And so everybody have a good night. Thank you. And the players, of course, are coming out.
Ms. Osborne, I'm Philip Grant. I'm from WGXQ. I wanted to know if I can get your email address so I can let you know when we're going to do, we're going to feature this. Ms. Haas, what's your, go ahead. You guys were great tonight. Thank you very much. We're going to try to do every school board.
Oh, wow.
That's a big assignment.
Yeah, running around trying to get names. We got Kinderhook next, and some of the school boards haven't even started. Thank you so much. I like that, though. I like those.
Well, you know, it's funny. I met Mr. Grant when we were at that Cornell Co-op thing, and he was checking with his wife. So we have strong counterparts.
Yes, right.
Oh, I have to introduce you to Jim Plank for you.
Jim, that's a guy I quote a lot, don't I?